Chapter 3. Another pirate ship stood a little way away. It was bigger than Redbeard's, and the crew looked even scarier than Redbeard's. The biggest pirate stood at the front. He looked mean.
Crowskull! Redbeard shouted. What are you doing here?
Crowskull pointed at Redbeard with his sword.
You will never get to the Island of Gold, Redbeard, he said. That treasure is ours.
Crowskull's crew laughed and shouted. Tom was scared.
Our first shot was just a warning, said Crowskull. The next one will not miss. Fire!
Another pirate pointed the cannon at Redbeard's ship and got ready to fire. Tom looked around at the crew, but no one seemed scared. Tom didn't understand. He ran across the deck, jumped behind some barrels, and hid. He closed his eyes and put his hands on his ears. He thought about home. He thought about his mum and dad. He thought about his whole family. What if he never saw them again? He began to cry. Why would Grandpa leave him such a dangerous thing? Tom heard the cannon fire. He screamed and waited for the bang. But nothing happened. Redbeard and his crew laughed.
Tom, said Redbeard, come out. It's okay.
Tom stood up and went to Redbeard. The cannonball stopped, then fell into the water. Crowskull looked very angry.
What happened? Tom asked Redbeard.
It's your magic, said Redbeard. While you're here, cannons can't hurt us. It was the same when your grandfather was here.
Crowskull pointed at Tom.
It's that boy, he shouted. He's made them invincible.
Tom looked down at his hands. He did not know he was so powerful. He wondered what else he could do. Redbeard laughed.
That's right, Crowskull. Now go away before we fire our cannons at you.
Crowskull growled and stamped.
I'll get you, Redbeard. I'll get all of you.
Then he ordered his men to sail away. Tom, Redbeard, and the crew watched them go. Redbeard patted Tom on the back.
You can come back here whenever you like, he said.
Then Redbeard turned to his crew.
Okay, crew. Sail on for the Island of Gold.